You did this exact same thing though before, Mom. Don't you
Thank
remember
you for
we
calling
went
customer
through?
support. This is Lincoln. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes.
All right,
How
go ahead.
Is this the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Basically, I just need to know. So my mom, like, she has an iPad. And so if you have a mother, my mom is totally with it, but she is 80, and she'll see things on her iPad, and then it says, oh, just pay for shipping, and it's yours or something. So I don't know if that's what happened, and all of a sudden in fine print, you know how evil companies are in fine print, they'll say, oh, now you're going to be in a membership and you're going to get charged $50 a month for the rest of your life for God knows what you get. So is there a way for you to exactly find out the location as to where, like, you have my mom's email address, you have her credit card, and something came here, but she said she never even ordered it, and now she's getting charged every month. So I don't know if she is confused. I don't know if somebody else did this. But anything that she's supposed to get for this $50, and now $49.97, and now $56.95, she's not getting anything for those charges, and she never even ordered this cervical vertebra massager. She thought it was a sexual something that somebody played a joke on her. She didn't even know what this was. So it's just like, are you able to see if indeed it was her, or you can figure out somebody else used her card and her address and everything else? Because all these charges she's getting, she's not aware of them. She's just looking now. She's just looking now and saying, I got these charges this month. I said, we better go back and look if you got more. Sure enough, she's been getting them all along now. So I don't know if she just got confused and thought she saw something she'd like, but she says she did not order this massager thing. And whatever benefit she's getting for, I don't know if the lady says something about getting $125 to spend at a gadget store or something. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up because I don't have any information. What's the zip code?
14533. I don't mean to ramble on without you even knowing.
Oh,
any
no,
of my information.
You're fine. All right,
it's
All right, what's the first and last name?
I'm Gloria, Gloria, middle initial J, last name Regoni, Regon.
All right, and then verify the address for security purposes.
3779 Tuttle Road, Passard, New York, 14533.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. So far, all of her information is matching. It is showing for a neck massager for $7.45, and she's saying that she's never purchased that.
She said she never purchased it. When she got it, she thought it was some type of sexual toy or something. She's like, what the heck is this thing? Because it says cervical. So down by your cervix. This is going to be your
yes.
most fun call today. You'll have something to talk about tonight with your family. Okay. So anyways.
No, you're fine, yeah. So, I mean, if she's saying that she didn't order it, then, yeah, we can file it under fraud. If she's already opened it, I'm assuming you probably can't.
No, she didn't open it. It's not even opened.
It's not. Okay, well, you can just do, like, return to sender and send it back to the post office. Hopefully they'll send it back to the warehouse. Did you contact her credit card holder or bank, or did you call us when you saw the charges?
No, I'm calling all the people first. Then I'm calling her credit card company.
Okay.
Stop that card number and get her issued a new card. You're just one of 11 or 12 people.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll go ahead and file the fraud for her. That way, whenever you call, you don't have to file these charges. You can just handle the other ones. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Give me one second. You're welcome.
So she does not. She wondered why she even got it, and she said she did not order. But like I say, she's 80, and now she's confused as to what all these charges are. And then somebody said you get a $125 gift card to Con something Saber Gadget gift card. Oh, Consumer Gadget gift card, $125 a month. So they said to the lady, okay, so she's paying all this money. And what did she get for it? They said $125 gift card every month to spend at a store. She don't know how to do that stuff. She, you know, this is messed up.
No, I mean, if she didn't do it, then of course she wouldn't know anything about that if she didn't sign up.
Okay.
But I mean, that would just say if she did, yeah, that would be something that comes with it when you sign up.
Okay. Well, she was not aware of any of that stuff either.
One second.
Do you know, I'm just going to ask you a question before I have to go off calling all 12 people. Do you know if she was to say that she, say she's on her iPad and she sees something and she says, I want that. Is there something that would be sent to her in an email saying, thank you for your subscription or something like that? Wouldn't she get an email that says stuff like that?
Yeah, usually, yeah, when you sign up for something like this, you would receive an email saying, like, yeah, thank you for signing up for the neck massager. You paid $7.45 for shipping. Yeah, so, yeah, she should have received something like that.
Okay, because I'm going to go back to all her emails in December if she didn't get rid of them to see what the heck is going on. I don't even know who I'm on the phone with. Is this premium new? Is that who I just called just now?
What's the charge for?
$49.97, $49.97, $56.95, and then $7.45 initially.
Hold on, let me tell you, show you which ones to X out. That way you don't have to call. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I already texted you because I got your phone number right here. So it
yeah,
is premium.
Yeah, so anything, any charge that you see for $56.95, $49.97, or $7.45, that's going to be for the neck massager. So you've already handled that. You've already filed that under fraud. She's already getting the refund. Give it 3 to 5 business days to go back on her MasterCard. So you don't have to call about those again.
Okay. All right.
Did
and
you
what is your name?
My name is Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Oh, okay.
Did you get her cancellation number?
No.
You want to write it down just in case
okay.
You can call back in?
Okay.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie. It's going to be 259-039-748.
Okay. C is in Charlie, 259-039-748.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Lakin. I really appreciate it.
All right, you are definitely welcome.
All right, okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for joining customer support. Have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, goodbye.